from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. If you are a PSE&G customer, listen up. The state's largest utility says that they have filed a request with the State Board of Public Utilities to defer the June 1st rate hikes until the fall, a time when people don't typically use as much electricity. The charges will still accrue, but customers will not have to pay the higher rate in the summer. In addition, the utility is issuing a moratorium on summer service termination until September 30th.
It's for customers who are dealing with financial hardships, may have medical conditions, or have received some kind of public assistance in the past. And if a customer is unsure, we ask them to reach out to us.
PSE&G Chief Customer Experience Officer Dave Johnson says customers can check PSEng.com for eligibility. PSE&G stresses that they aren't the cause of the 17% rise in electric rates. One of former President Biden's press secretaries is writing a book about her time working in the White House. Karine Jean-Pierre's Independent, A Look Inside a Broken White House Outside the Party Lines, is set to be released in the fall. The publisher says Jean-Pierre will take readers, quote, through the 3 weeks that led to Biden's abandoning his bid for a second term and the betrayal by the Democratic Party that led to his decision. Jean-Pierre served as White House press secretary from May 2022 until the end of Biden's tenure in the White House. Independent will hit shelves October 21st. Karine Jean-Pierre also announced she's leaving the Democratic Party as part of the press for the book. And a Newark woman and an Albanian national living in Camden County are accused of a sham marriage for immigration purposes.
Federal prosecutors say 27-year-old Natasha Flores and 25-year-old Elvis Arizai of Cherry Hill were both charged with making false statements to federal officials. The couple got married in 2021 and claimed to live together in Maple Shade, but feds say they never did. Arizai, who first entered the U.S. in 2017 on a student visa, was also charged with marriage fraud. If convicted, each charge is punishable by up to 3 years in prison. Vote New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. Private sector job creation fell dramatically in May. Payroll processing firm ADP is reporting that 37,000 jobs were added, down from 60,000 in April and well below the 110,000 market analysts were expecting. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 92 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RUEinsurance.com. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5 and any weather updates. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Tomorrow's probably going to be our hottest day of the week, maybe even the hottest of the season so far. 90 plus degrees is a possibility for much of inland New Jersey. Tonight will be clear and calm. Lows dip into the mid-60s. Little hint of stickiness in the air, but not too bad. Tomorrow, summer-like heat continues with sun and clouds, highs 85 to 90. Friday, partly sunny skies with a chance of a spot shower. Looks like high temperatures will settle in the lower 80s to end the work week. And then Saturday, a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms is looking likely at some point. Not an all-day thing. Temperatures cool to the 70s for Saturday. Sunday looks like the shining star of the weekend as clouds give way to sunshine and highs return to the lower 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Newark 81, Edison 89, Mount Holly 86. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.